American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's GunBroker.com Daily Defense. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studio. Sometimes we forget to mention that. On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone, all of it presented to you around the country and around the world by X Insurance. X Insurance, a superior product. XInsurance.com. GunBroker.com has you covered on lots of things. I've been on the GunBroker boards for a large percentage of my day today searching for some things. A couple shotguns. Looking for a Remington 870 Tactical. I already have one. But let's just say I'm looking for a friend, right? Anyway, I'm trying to get some prices on there because I'm thinking of being a really nice guy and letting someone else maybe relieve myself of that shotgun because I have plenty of other firearms and someone that I know needs it. So, I'll tell you, the prices are all over the board, aren't they? GunBroker.com's got you covered. If you want to check something, that's what I've been using over the last few days. I'll keep you posted on that pending sale if in fact it occurs. Yesterday's Monster broadcast was... They get better every single week. But let me tell you this, if you missed the show, hour one, there was Alan Gottlieb was on a flight, so we went ahead and gave him the time off. Suffice to say, we were represented in hour one by both Breitbart and Town Hall. AWR Hawkins, longtime contributor to this broadcast, great friend of mine. I have shared a podium speaking with him many, many times over the years. And let me tell you something, that's an honor. Most of you might not know that AWR Hawkins has a master's degree in history with a focus in the Civil War and a PhD in military history. He is Dr. Hawkins. Not honorary, like Dr. Biden. Okay, but AWR Hawkins is the real deal. Yeah, AWR and Town Hall Beth Bauman rounded out hour one. It was a great hour. Hour number two was so much fun with my dear friends over at Cowboy Logic Radio, Don Newman, of course, and Fox News Live. I'm Donna Fiducia in Washington. Did you remember Donna Fiducia? One of the original anchors at Fox. That was the second hour. They were a tremendous amount of fun. And the roundtable in hour three always, always gets provocative. No question about it. Justin Moon can up the level on that all the time. So make sure to go in and check out Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. All 3 hours were great. And because of the way they get put up on the boards, we're actually able to get those podcasts up for you quickly, very quickly. So they were up right after the program. Make sure to check it out if you missed it. And if you're watching on the Facebook live streams, the YouTube streams, we're on multiple platforms, please make sure to like and share the posts so we reach the largest audience and the largest anti-gun audience, too. Make sure you share this with all of your friends. Okay, that was the brief synopsis. I'll tell you to go back and listen to the program if you missed it, or you can watch it on YouTube and Facebook. You go back and watch the show. Oh, boy, where are we today? I don't even know where to start. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. I think the thing, Andy, I think what we're going to do is we're just going to pop right in because we have so much to cover. How are you today, my friend?
I am living the dream, my friend. And Mark, you don't have to keep it anonymous. You know, I know you're looking for a firearm for me for Christmas, so it's okay. You can release that.
Gosh darn it. Is the cat out of the bag? The cat's out of the bag. All kidding aside, it really wasn't for Andy, but now he's got me on the spot. Now I'm going to have to hook a brother up, you know? All right. You know, Andy, I get this call all the time. This is true. It's a true statement. I have friends around the country that call me because of the nature of what I do and some of the folks that I know and how long I've been in this industry and so forth. Hey, dude, can you help me out? I need some ammo, man. Can you hook me up, man? Hook a brother up. I need some 9mm. Or you got any 223? Anything that anybody can tell me where I can go? Sure. You know, sure, certainly you got to know somebody. Here's my answer to that. I don't. I'm no different than you. This is market. This is supply and demand. This is capitalism. This is something that AOC would know nothing about at its very, very best. And Andy, I want to try to put something to bed. I don't know. You know how, Andy, the internet is really good at starting rumors, isn't it?
It is very good at spreading rumors. That's why it's our due diligence to kind of weed through that and see what's true and what's not true.
And that's tough to do sometimes. I think as a radio host, you know that.
Yeah.
Because you can go out there and get burned on a story. It's happened a couple times on this program where you see something, it's a headline somewhere, and you later come to find out that it's bogus, it's fake, and then you've got to retract it, whatever. But, you know, that comes with the territory when you're talking live radio. But in this case, I actually spoke a little bit about this last night, and I want you, the listeners and viewers, to understand that I can promise you there's no conspiracy here. All right. The internet is great at pushing these rumors out. But what's happening with your inability to buy ammo is simply the very basic laws of supply and demand. Manufacturing right now cannot keep up with the demand for ammo. You had, they say 7 million. I'm going to put it closer to probably 10 or 15 million new guns. And everybody that's purchased a gun wants to become proficient with their gun for the most part. And Andy, as you know, it's becoming very, very difficult to keep up with that ammo demand. And we've got some statements from some folks. We mentioned them last night. But here's the deal. If you're looking for popular ammo calibers, I'm no different than you. Okay, I've had to cut back radically on my shooting. You work on dry fire at home. Andy, you want to jump in, Andy, because there is no conspiracy. This is just basic. This is capitalism at work. A lot of gun owners want ammo, and the manufacturers at this point in time just can't keep up, period, nor can their suppliers.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's common sense as well. I mean, it slowed down a little bit during the Trump administration, but with the ongoing debate with the left side of the aisle, with them controlling the House for sure. And I mean, now with them potentially having, I mean, Barack Obama was one of the greatest gun salesmen that this country had ever seen. Joe Biden's going to be the exact same way. And just the anticipation of that for the last year, we've seen massive skyrockets, both gun purchases and firearm ammunition purchases all over the nation. So, yeah, I mean, people are stocking up and they can't keep up, which is a good thing for the industry, but it's bad for us if we're trying to go out and actually buy these pieces of ammunition.
Yeah, let me just quote something from American Rifleman. I want to put your mind at ease because I, too, have heard a lot of these rumors. Despite all of this, talking about the purchase and how there's just not a lot of ammo out there, they're being hammered. This is the manufacturers, by their customers who ask, where's the ammo? It's not being diverted to top secret government contracts. It's being bought by your friends and neighbors before you. Hounding manufacturers to the point where they have to pull guys off the machines to answer the phones helps no one. No one at all. Your fellow gun owners' buying habits have changed. I watched a guy who typically buys ammunition 4 or 5 boxes at a time take cases of Winchester White Box out of the Chantilly, Virginia gun show with a dolly so loaded the frame was buckling. Now, I'm going to suggest something here, and this is just me. When gun sales are as high as they are, you know what I did, Andy? I stopped buying guns for the time being. Okay, you know I wanted that Bursa 380, right?
Beautiful.
Yeah, a beautiful gun. But you know what? When I found it, I let it go. I've got other handguns. Let some of these new gun buyers purchase some of these firearms. I can sit back and wait a little bit, and that's exactly what I chose to do. Ammo, same thing. Now, again, if you didn't buy the ammo over the years like we've been telling you to do, pox on you. That's your fault. But at this stage of the game, is it really fair and smart to be carrying out dollies of ammo? You certainly can do that. If you've got the money, they'll sell it to you. But you know what? If you don't really require that much, leave a little bit for somebody else out there that's also screaming for some ammo. It's just a suggestion. Just be a nice guy and do that. If you've got 2,000 rounds in your dolly, awesome. Can you get by with 1,500 so somebody else can buy the 500? Okay. I don't know. That's just my thought. And then you got the selfish out there that say, hell no, if I find it, I'm going to buy it. You know what? That's okay too. You use what you think is your own common sense and do what you think is right as we're sitting here looking for ammo all across the board, okay? Andy, your suggestion on that, and then we'll move on. Trust me, there's no conspiracy.
Yeah, no, there's no conspiracy. I mean, I remember seeing stories about the government buying up rounds of ammo, and I mean, some of it was true for the ATF and sort of thing, but it's not the massive amounts that they say. And you're right. I mean, do as you will. There's a line to where I get it, people get worried, people get nervous, people get a little concerned, so they end up going and stocking up because that's just human nature. That's what we want to do, is prepare for the bad times. At the same time, you know, if you do have your bug out bag and you're planned on doing whatever just in case something happens in your emergency or your, you know, the zombie apocalypse preparedness or whatever you end up preparing for, that at some point, how much can you really carry with you if you need to be on the road? And is it really a waste concern compared to what you can actually utilize and actually benefit from? So you're right. I mean, use your own judgment. And there's nothing wrong with loading up on 2,000 rounds of ammo if that's what you feel comfortable with. At the same time, you're right. If guys are trying to get some and they're new and they're trying to just get some ammo, it is driving up the price almost, I would say, if not more than maybe some of the government taxes and regulations they want to put on it, which that's definitely a scare as well. So do you, and get as much as you feel comfortable getting.
And you know what? Use this as a lesson, okay, to always be prepared. We have talked about this together on Armed American Radio for many, many, many years. We've been talking about preparation, okay? Preparation is so important. I'm not going to hit out. It's always going to be, I can always buy a gun. Well, now you're finding that not to be the case, all right? And I tell you what, hats off to the guys who can take one of the classes and knock back 1,000 rounds of ammo right now. Those guys are very, very prepared. I've got a ton of ammo and a ton of different calibers. You know, Andy, it's so bad. We're getting ready to take a break. I'll leave you with this. I've got a ton of 40 caliber ammo and no 40 caliber gun. So I am getting ready now to make a 40 caliber gun purchase because I have enough ammo. Okay? That's how bad it is out there. Things are upside down. It's 2020, right? Back with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. We've got a lot of ground to cover with you. Don't go away. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. GunBroker.com. Welcome back indeed. This, of course, is the GunBroker.com studios, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. No matter where you're watching us, no matter where you're listening us, we appreciate you being here on this Car Arms Platinum microphone with me today. And all of it, of course, is being brought to you by X Insurance. X Insurance. In fact, X Insurance just called me a moment ago while we were live on the air. So that's interesting. I was unable to take the call, obviously, because of what I'm doing right now. But we'll be talking to them after the program airs. And I'm looking forward because every time we talk, there's always something fun and in it for you. That much I can promise you. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. This is one of the quickest segments on the program, so let's jump back in. Ammo, go ahead and put an exclamation point on it, then we're going to move on. I'm really looking forward to talking about Virginia.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now. To wrap up kind of the ammo thing, I mean, get your ammo. Don't get your ammo. Feel comfortable with what you need. But, you know, I'm sure the local gun shops across the nation are kind of enjoying this because they're just trying to get as much in as they possibly can, so it keeps them going. But people are feeling uncomfortable, which is a good thing because that means people are still aware of this. And with how many firearms and how much ammunition is going out the door right now, it shows that this is top of mind for many individuals. So I would see that as kind of the positive in this story.
All right. Well, that's before I go any farther, there's another rabbit hole I want to take you down because of something you just mentioned. There has never been ammo sales have never been as high as they are right now. Never, ever. Gun sales are off the chain. Virginia just set record gun sales in a state that just saw record gun control last year. Much of it that went into effect in July of this year. A new legislative session beginning in Virginia. So we're going to talk about some of those dynamics. But before we do that, I'm going to go back to the amount of ammo being sold right now. Why, Andy? Why?
Because it's important and we need to be aware of the top of mind for people across this nation.
Which is what? In your estimation, what are people worried enough about that they're buying all this ammo?
They're concerned, number one, that's in something that we've been talking about quite a bit, that either, number one, the Biden administration comes in, the Democrats take hold of Congress, and they ramp through a whole bunch of gun control to where it's going to be more difficult to get them at the end of the day. Number two, the Trump administration finds a way to pull off this election and prove the voter fraud, and the left rises up, and there's going to be massive amounts of civil unrest. Either way, there's going to be a lot of tension in this nation, and I think people are feeling it and are preparing for what's going to happen one way or the other.
More people are concerned today than ever before in this nation's history prior to 1860, 1858, 1857, maybe 1856, 55. You can go back to the Crime Against Kansas speech, Andy, that I've talked about before, when the threat of civil war in this country was ramping up in 1853. And of course, we go through the multitudes of incidents that happened, you know, subsequent to that, that led off to, you know, the Battle of Bull Run, Manassas, et cetera. There are more people afraid in America today that they're actually going to have to use this ammunition in defense of themselves and their family and their livelihoods and their country than ever before. And we're not going to shy away from that 800-pound elephant in the room. We're going to talk about it because that's what's in people's guts. And too many people are chicken and wimp enough to want to talk about it. But the left in this country has pushed America to a position that we're in today. That was all done by the left. Andy, did you want to comment on that before we go? Because the left will tell you it's all because of Donald Trump, and it's because of the right. Because Donald Trump's a racist, and I'm a racist, and you're a racist, because we support gun rights, and we support the right to keep and bear arms. We support Donald Trump. We support conservative ideals. Those are all extreme positions now to the left and to the media. Go ahead. Comment on that if you would.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, remember, they know how to twist it. They are the master manipulators. They are the complete narcissists and sociopaths in this nation, where they can really get people riled up at the wrong crowd and point them in the wrong direction to try and cause some severe havoc. Because you're right, the left is causing this. Either the left is causing the civil unrest where we feel uncomfortable and need to protect ourselves, or the left is coming after our rights, especially the Second Amendment, to where we feel like we need to stock up and prepare for them trying to take them away. Either way, it puts us on the defensive. And while we're on the defense, they turn around and say that we're just a bunch of right-wing supremacist Nazis wanting to come after people because we're stocking up on guns, stocking up on ammo, clinging to our guns and our Bible, and that we're going to be on the offense because we're the ones trying to start some kind of civil war, some kind of civil unrest, when all we are doing literally is trying to protect ourselves for whatever they do, which they are the ones that have created every scenario, and yet they blame it on us. It's a really weird world to live in right now.
It seems a weird world to live in if you're conservative because of the way you're getting your information from the left. That's why it's so bizarre. But if you want proof positive of what Andy and I are talking about being accurate 100%, I have no problem telling you that I'm right again. And here I can prove it. Can someone please point me to the Trump riots? Checkmate. Yeah. I'll leave it at that. Every single riot we've seen in this country has come from a Marxist, leftist, Antifa position in this country that hates America and the way we do business. And if you'd like me to prove you right about that, prove myself right about that again one more time, let's go to Bill de Blasio, where we have to redistribute wealth. Checkmate again. I could go on and on and on. It's very easy to checkmate these people. It's not even worth arguing about at this point. Andy, let's go. This segment, I'm going to start with this now. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes to get it going. You know, but before we do, I want to point something out. If you're watching the show on the live stream, you'll notice I'm wearing a ball cap, and I love it. It's one of my favorite hats. It's PRG. PRG is the hat. It's gray, and it's got PRG across the top. Pink Ribbon Girls is what the hat stands for. And I want to let you know that I'm wearing the hat today in honor of Kurt Schilling, my dear friend, and his wife, Shonda, who are now battling the breast cancer demon that my family went through a number of years ago. And as a result, I decided today to wear the Pink Ribbon Girls hat in honor of them. And if you're interested in the Pink Ribbon Girls, you can visit pinkribbongirls.org to find out. Their mission over there is to provide healthy meals, house cleaning, rides to treatment, et cetera, peer support to individuals with breast cancer and other cancers, gynecological, whatever the case may be. So Pink Ribbon Girls is a thing that helped my wife get through this stuff. And here you go. And in honor of Kurt Schilling and Shonda fighting the battle, and I know they're going to do just fine with it. But I wanted to let you know that's why I had that hat on today. That's what it means, and it means a lot to my family as well. So maybe some of you are familiar with that, but I would ask you to help out over there. All right.
Wait a second, Mark. Hold on 1 second here. Just going along with that, wait, conservatives actually helping other people? I thought we were the selfish jerks that didn't want to actually distribute wealth and not take care of the less fortunate.
You know, it's interesting. We just don't have to run around talking about it all the time, I guess, is the deal. We just kind of get things done in this country. We sit back. And, you know, honestly, I'm glad you mentioned that. We'll carry this to the break because it has led to some complacency and some apathy. And by that, I mean, we have got to take responsibility. Look, one of the things we've said on this program many times over is that you cannot fail to accept the reality of what is happening. Now, I'll tell you something without going into any details. My wife and kids are on the way back from Knoxville today, and they had to turn around and go back. You know, like they had to. They didn't want to, but they had to. And as a result of that, I mean, these are things you don't want to do things all the time, but maybe you have to. They had to go back because they left something in the room. It's just sometimes you got to do things, and you think to yourself, man, I don't want to have to do this. Listen. And that's what's happened in America, Andy. We've gotten to a point in this country where we have to accept that we are here in large measure because we let ourselves get here. Andy, you would agree with that?
Absolutely.
All right. When we come back from the break, we'll kind of talk about that briefly for just a second, and then we will move on. Lots to talk with you about today. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense of the GunBroker.com studios continues. We will be back with you right after this with Mr. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason from KQAM Radio up in Wichita. We love you, Wichita. Back right after this.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters, of course, filling your prescription for freedom across the country today here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, all of it being presented to you by X Insurance. X Insurance. I got a number of emails from some folks who are longtime listeners of the program thanking me just yesterday for turning them on to X Insurance. They canceled what they currently have and moved over to X when they realized what they were dealing with versus what they're getting now at a much more competitive rate. Real insurance written for you at a better rate than third-party stuff. And that's something that you want to take a look at. I can promise you that. Just check it out, xinsurance.com. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, welcome back. Let's move over to Virginia, if that's okay. We got a little bit sidetracked in that previous segment, but that's okay. Let me take you now to Virginia, a place near and dear to my heart. I graduated college in Virginia. I've lived in Virginia since I was 18 years old. I have family there. I have nieces and nephews who were born and raised there, still live there and are going to school there to this day. I have many, many close friends throughout the state of Virginia, from southwestern Virginia all the way to Virginia Beach and everywhere in between up into northern Virginia. And Cam Edwards, our good friend who happens to live in Virginia, has a piece out yesterday. How will Northam respond to record gun sales in Virginia? Now, Governor Northam is the epitome of sleazebag, dirtball, dirtbag politician. This guy, Blackface Northam, was busted in his college yearbook wearing blackface, admitted it. Then when his attorneys got to the other guy who was wearing a hood or vice versa and said, guess what? Neither one of you guys can actually be identified. We already spoke to that dude. I'm sure this is what happened. Because that guy's probably a physician somewhere now who doesn't want it coming out. Said, I ain't saying nothing. And that's when Blackface Northam was able to come back out because he now has plausible deniability and say, guess what? It wasn't me. Because now nobody can go in and prove it. No doubt, because they got to the other guy. That's no doubt what happened. That's what happened. You go back and look at the timeline. He was apologizing for it. He knows what he did. This guy's a dirtbag, sleazebag, satellite radio moment word. Satellite radio moment word. Only he's put it that way from the outright. Andy's laughing because he knows me. He knows what I want to say, but I can't. That's what I love about you, kiddo. I call you kiddo, right? The first new gun control laws in kiddo. Ain't no kiddo going on there. In the state of Virginia, it took effect on July 1st of this year, right in the middle of the great gun run of 2020. Those new restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms couldn't stop hundreds of thousands of state residents from exercising their right to buy a gun. And it looks like 2020, Andy, is going to go down in history as the best year on record for gun sales in the state. Take a listen to this. The Virginia Firearms Transaction Center, quoting from Cam Edwards' piece, has kept mandatory background check records seen as the best method to gauge firearms transactions with no database tracking total purchases on buyers in the Commonwealth since 1990. I don't like that, but it's there. At least we're able to look at that. In the first 11 months of the year, 716,563 background checks for firearm sales were conducted in Virginia alone. The previous annual record of 505,722 was set in 2016. Wonder why? Hillary Clinton, Democrat, socialist, election year, more gun sales. Okay? There's a pattern here developing, right? That was eclipsed by the end of September 2020. I've been in the gun industry 40 years and I've never seen this before. Mark Tosh, president of Town Gun Shop Incorporated, told 8 News, nothing comes close. Surprised by anything I just told you so far, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason?
No, absolutely not. This is cause and effect, consequence. You know, something that, by the way, the young kids, my generation, doesn't learn much anymore is that when you do something, there's an effect to it, and elections have consequences. And a self-hating gun rights individual like Mr. Northam up there, when you elect those types of individuals and you try to put in gun regulations, people begin to panic, and look what happened. Some of the largest gun sales in the country, or at least in the state of Virginia, in the state's history.
Yeah, so let's take a look now and dig a little bit deeper into Virginia. I have told you for a long time that Virginia is going to be the model. And we told you this 2 years ago. This is nothing new, that Virginia would be the model for the federal level should the wrong thing happen in November of 2020. And we still don't know. I mean, did the wrong thing happen? Lots of wrong things happened. Eventually, we'll get to the bottom of it. But nonetheless, let's cover some of this because we've been warning you about this for a long time. Now we've got the reality on the ground. More from Cam. I think it's pretty accurate assessment, especially given the massive pushback that Northam and his anti-gun allies in the legislature received when they began to pushing to add dozens, listen to the words, dozens of new gun control laws to the state statutes. That's important, Andy. Let's not overlook that. The first thing the Dems did after taking power in Virginia after 25 years was go after, as Cam said, dozens of new statutes, gun control statutes, more than 100 counties, cities and towns across the state, 99.8%. That's virtually the entire state, including Blackface Northam's own birth county of Rappahannock, did the same thing, declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, and vowed not to enforce any unconstitutional gun control measures. So they passed 8 of 12 bills last year. They're coming back for more this year. But Andy, here's the question. How much are they going to push gun control? This is a legitimate question. Are they going to push gun control now as vehemently as they did then? Because now Virginia in 2021 begins moving into their new election cycle, which is that off-year weird deal. The 2020 session yet begins, and then they've got elections coming up that can see Democrats in rural areas of the state. Do those individuals really want to run on gun control now while the Biden administration is having an orgasm over gun control? If they're in this is a mess. Tell me what your thoughts are here.
No, you're absolutely right. I think they will back off a little bit. They're not going to want to change their tone a whole lot because, I mean, obviously that's what they ran on. That's what they did over the last couple of years. But you're right. They will back off a little bit statewide because, number one, it's election year. So they are going to play nice and try and say that they're for the people and do all their garbage there. Number two is that they're going to hope that the legislation will come in from the federal level to take that relief off so they can say, well, it's a federal piece of legislation. It's not us. There's nothing we could have done about that. But now that they passed it, oh, look, we have to abide by it. So, I mean, the first year, look, I think they pushed the barrier a little bit too far because, as you mentioned, with Democrats not being in control for that long, that they were a little excited, a little trigger happy, per se, and they tried to push too much legislation. And I think it's going to come back to bite them if the voters remember what they did in the state of Virginia. Now they're going to back off just like every politician does all over the country, is that during election year, they back off a little bit. They talk about it. They say they want to. They say they support something, but then they don't actually push it or advocate for it as hardly as what they want because now they have the backup of let's hope the federal government does something so we can still enforce it, but it's not actually coming from us with our name on it out of a committee chamber and voted on in the floor of the legislature in the state of Virginia. So I think they will back off, but they're not going to want to. They're just going to hope it's done by default and try and back it secondary.
In other words, they're going to sit on some of their victories from the last legislative session, I think. My opinion here, taking off from what you said. Well said. I'm not going to add anything to it other than this. My belief, and I tend to fall in line here with Cam Edwards, living in Virginia, knowing some of the history of this state. And I know the people in this state very well, and they're angry. They're angrier than they've ever been. And then again, you say elections have consequences. Well, let's face, Virginia's facing the same situation that California is facing, that New York has faced for decades, where you've got pockets, where Illinois has faced for decades, where you have pockets of infestation of socialist disease, and the rest of the state is conservative, patriotic, flag-waving Americans, okay? And this little pocket down here happens to have 10 million to 12 million votes, and it's all liberal enclaves of redistribute wacko AOC crapola, right? So Virginia is suffering from that. Northern Virginia outside D.C., okay, is running roughshod over 98% of that state. But that's where a huge population center is, and that's where they have problems. And I think Cam is right. Let's read his assessment. Last year, Dems claimed that their embrace of gun control was one of the reasons why they were able to take control of the state house in the 2019 elections. But Democrats didn't have a great night across Virginia in this year's congressional elections. With every single seat in the General Assembly up for election in 2021, along with the offices of governor, lieutenant governor, and AG, Dems may be a little gun shy, no pun intended, about pushing for more gun control after the backlash to their new gun laws and in the surge in gun sales. We'll analyze that statement with Andy Hoosier when we come back. Interesting stuff. How bold and stupid are they? We'll talk about it when we come back with Mr. Hoosier. Don't go away. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. And Defender Coffee is in the mug today, okay? It took a while. The U.S. Postal Service was backed up, and this is still hot coffee. So let me take a sip of this in the Defender Coffee mug. Hold on. Starting to cool off a little bit, but the best out there. And get this, you can put your profits where you want it to go. I send mine over to the Second Amendment Foundation. Let me very briefly give a quick rundown on some of our sponsors who partner with us on the show. Lead Slingers Whiskey, of course, you heard them last night, leadslingerswhiskey.com. xinsurance.com. All of this is presented to you by X Insurance. I'm getting a ton of email for people asking me to make comparisons, and it's really interesting because I will send those comparisons off, and those people are responding back to me going, gee whiz, I heard from the CEO of the company. Yeah, X has taken the firearm business by storm. There's a reason for it. Look into it. If you're a homeowner, if you own an automobile, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, this is real insurance for your real life and real freedom, not some, you know, gimmicky stuff for bags and training and all that. You can do all that yourself. This is real insurance. Make sure to check it out, please. I have it for myself and my family. I would have nothing else. Thank God I found it. MyPillow.com, you guys are killing it over there. Don Curtis called from MyPillow again today. I love them up there. Mike Lindell loves us. Please continue to support him as he supports us. It is so important. MyPillow.com, radio listener special. Promo code is AAR. Mike has given tons of money off on the pillows. Mine already came. I got two queens. And they're already here, and I love them. I needed a couple new ones, and they're for myself. I wasn't giving them out as gifts. Car Arms, of course, the Car Arms microphone. We're on the gunbroker.com studios. You can find anything you're looking for at Gunbroker. Patience. Gunbroker.com. It's 100% free. You will never pay a penny unless you buy something, but that's because you bought something, not from Gunbroker. Gunbroker.com. Second Amendment Foundation.com. North American Arms.com. And, of course, FrontSight.com. A lot more to tell you about FrontSight in the coming days before the closeout of this week. I can promise you I was seeing the emails come across as we were on a break. Let's go back to Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Andy, I want to go back to the Virginia deal again, okay, because I think this is a mirror image of what we're looking at down the road should all the wrong things happen in January. Kelly Loeffler and Purdue somehow lose in a bright red state. Biden pull off the biggest heist fraud in American history. And if all of that comes together with Nancy Pelosi, even though they lost a ton of ground in the House, they still control it. We are in for a nightmare scenario for 3 years. We're in for a nightmare anyway, as Eric Pratt from the Gun Owners of America put it, essentially saying we are now on defense and we are now going to be fighting gun grabbing like we've never seen before for the next 2 years and the next 4 years. So those of you who didn't like Trump and thought Trump bad regardless, thanks for your position and your part in helping put us here. We really don't appreciate that. Last year, Democrats claimed that their embrace of gun control was one of the reasons, Andy, why they were able to take control of the state house in the 2019 elections. But Democrats didn't have a great night across Virginia in the congressional elections. With every seat in the General Assembly open in 2021, along with the offices of governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general, Dems may be a little gun shy, no pun intended, about pushing for more gun control after the backlash. That's after the backlash we're talking about is the whole state giving Northam and his minions the finger. That's what happened. Let's not sugarcoat it. All right. Are they stupid enough to continue to run on gun control right now, knowing the size of the beehive that they poked? Andy, we got you. Come on.
As severely.
Here we are.
There we go. A little bit better, maybe.
Yes, got you. Go ahead.
I think they are going to be that. I think they are going to be that dumb. Maybe not as severe, wow, but at the same time, they're still going to do it. I mean, look, you have the perfect example is the presidential election where you had Beto O'Rourke, you had Kamala Harris, you had Eric Swalwell, you had Joe Biden that were running on a anti-gun agenda running for the presidency. And look who ended up becoming the nominees. We had Joe Biden with a Kamala Harris ticket, with a potential Beto O'Rourke coming into the administration. Eric Swalwell, who's currently under investigation right now, potentially coming into the administration. They want this agenda. And remember, with the massive heist that Joe Biden did, the ends justify the means. You should be able to lie, cheat, and steal your way to get what you want, mm-hmm, because you know, according to, as a progressive,
that the ends justify the means, and no matter what you do, as long as you do it to try and take care of, quote unquote, the people, or to, quote unquote, do something, that it doesn't matter how you got to that point. So, yes, they will do whatever it takes to try and continue to take away firearms, because that's the number one agenda for most Democrats, both at the federal level and at the state level.
And, of course, we ask the question daily here, almost. What is it about this agenda that requires you to be disarmed before they do anything else? Why did Virginia Democrats, after the first time achieving power in 25 years, their first play was dozens of gun control bills? Why? Ask yourself that question when you slumber in bed at night, listener, and you will come to a conclusion. And that conclusion will be, maybe they want us disarmed so they can do other things to us. Andy, go ahead.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's exactly what they want. If you disarm, then you can do anything you want. You can raise the taxes. You can create more agencies and departments. You can create more regulation. You can do it at a more bold level. You got to remember, I mean, Bernie Sanders ran this presidential campaign saying that he wanted to complete the vision of FDR. He wanted the secondary Bill of Rights, the FDR Bill of Rights, the second Great New Deal, to try and accomplish the progressive agenda, the socialist agenda here in the country that FDR started all the way back when. That is the ultimate goal from the Democrats right now, and they cannot do it when there are billions of rounds of ammo, when there are hundreds of millions of firearms in this nation, when records of gun sales are through the roof all over the country. They can't do that because they know that if you upset too many of them, even though we are docile and we still take your 10% tax increase, your 5% tax increase, and we've been the most docile than we've ever been, even though the education system continues to fail us each and every day, where more and more people in the younger generations continue to be blindsided by this garbage because I think it's a good idea, even though they're still winning on that front, which we have to battle each and every day, they're still terrified of the number of people that have not died off yet. They're terrified of the people that continue to buy firearms. They are terrified of the ones that still live in rural country America because they are scared to death of what we could potentially do, and they're scared to death of why they don't have the control that they want, and that still terrifies them every single day. So that is the number one objective.
Let me put this in a little nutshell scenario for you. You know, I've always hated, Andy, bumper sticker logic until I really like bumper sticker logic, right? You know, like, I am the gun lobby. I love that. It's great bumper sticker logic, right? I love basic bumper when, you know, take away guns, only criminals have guns. I mean, I love this. Outlaw guns only. I love bumper sticker logic when it makes sense. And there's a saying, very simple. Let's put this in perspective for what Andy is telling you. Think the advertisement right now with Chuck Schumer, that, and we see it running all over the place here. Chuck Schumer, first we take Georgia, then we change America. First we take Georgia. When you take something, that's forceful. That means, what do they know? What are they? They're taking Georgia? No. Is this what they're trying to? Yeah, of course it is. It's exactly what they're trying to do. And they will achieve anything to do that. They will use whatever means at their disposal to do that. First, we take Georgia. Well, let me tell you something, Schumer. We're not going to give you Georgia. We're not going to give you Georgia. Harry Reid, think this. Think Harry Reid, Andy. Mr. Reid, why did you lie about Mitt Romney's taxes? And he looked right at the camera and he said, it worked, didn't it? This is the evil we're dealing with. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. You keep spitting it out there, brother, every day. You got it?
Hey, you as well, my friend. It's always a good time.
Count on it. Thank you. Andy Hoosier, KQAM. You can check him out online. Go check out Hoosier Reason, the voice of reason. Google him, Andy Hoosier, KQAM Radio. Until we meet on the radio again tomorrow, and we're going to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever done that. His wife wanted him to come back with food and to save the family. Armed American Radio. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.